And I believe we switch matting. It is now vibe time. No, it is now officially vibe time. Let's see. How do we do this?
Yeah. Are we there, Roscoe?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How about it?
How about it? How about what? What's up?
Good. It's vibe time, I guess.
It surely is. Where are you?
At home.
Oh, I thought you left. You might have left town already.
No, I'm just trying to fix up some of these drum programs here. So I'm leaving town Monday.
Monday for your producer job?
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
I actually got my VCR to work last night, and I taped the Nils on the Tonight Show. That was pretty cool.
Oh.
He did the gig sans headband. I talked to him today. I go, you know, you looked really good. You looked kind of natural. I liked the thing when you put your foot on the monitor and played slide on your lap. And you know, not having a headband, that looks good too.
Good. Fashion tips. That's what a producer's supposed to do.
Hey, you know, it's a full service thing.
That's great. So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe? I don't know. Andy's over here. It's rainy.
Tell Andy thanks for the tape.
Thanks. He's in there talking to the girls. I will tell him.
You don't have to tell him right now.
So are you gonna like use some of Andy's noise for some incidental music?
I'm trying to find exactly the right place to put Narcolepsy, because that's truly a masterpiece.
Right. Maybe
he's
even
a genius.
On a dog style cassette.
I think what we really want out of Andy is we want him to become the musical director of the Hangover Hops.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he never comes to him.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Got a couple six-packs of the OB Dry, you know?
OB Dry?
OB Dry.
What's that?
Well, you know, the liquor, or not liquor store, the Korean fruit place over there by,
on the corner?
Yeah, in between 2nd and 3rd, in the middle of the block. They always have specials on this, like, OB Dry is this Korean beer.
Never tried. I thought it was a pun or something.
No, I don't know. I mean, well, there's some feminine products called OB, but this is a OB Dry.
I think you got the one that's 2-in-1. It's a beer, it's a douche.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I had to stick around all weekend because I'm trying to get some of my own stuff done. And, you know, since I made it back for the Jays, the Jays thing has to be the bookends on the weekend.
Oh, so you're going to play the benefit tonight?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I went in there.
They're charging like $5 to get in, right?
Yeah.
And it goes to HIV positive children?
Yeah, it goes to that same charity that they use, you know, when you pay to go to the guitar show.
You mean the one where Father Bruce said, "What's in it for me?"
Right. The one, yeah, it's the Northern Lights or something like that. Oh. Some kind of thing.
I think I will barge the door. Who's on the door, Dan?
Actually, that girl, that redheaded girl, Karen, was on the door last night.
On second thought.
Go ahead, barge the door.
On second thought, I will. I'm staying home.
I don't know. That's kind of the vibe. Andy's over here.
Kind of a vibe.
We're kind of messing around. We have a couple evil guitars.
Hey, guys.
Here, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy.
How we doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you? Thanks for the tape, by the way.
Hey, you're welcome. Are you suffering from narcolepsy yet?
I've suffered other people through it, actually. I dug it. We're trying to find exactly the correct context for it.
It is just
too bad you don't have a radio.
Yeah, I wish I did. It is horrifically annoying and offensive. I love that about it.
It's kind of what we love about it too, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So you're practicing doing your bass face?
I'm practicing wearing the bass cap, yes.
You got to make the face when you play it.
Right. And I'm working on the slapping, you know, and the popping.
Mm.
You know, and the playing, and the loving, and the...
Just don't spank the thing. I hate when guys spank a bass. You know my theory about bass playing, Andy?
What's that?
If your hands go above the 5th fret, you should be electrocuted.
I got you, man. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
I'm hip to that.
Well,
you know, it's a cameo, it's a vibe.
Did you hear about what Bruce's latest is?
What, the action Birch? Swingers?
Yeah, he's going to England with as an action swinger.
Well, first they wanted him on bass, and now he's getting the guitar chair.
And I believe Howie Pyro is filling the bass.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a vacation tour for Howie and Bruce.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, he gets to commune with the marshal.
He gets to commune with a marshal. He gets a free trip to England. He gets, you know, he gets to play, and he misses the FMU marathon. Which
Where is
I
he?
Wish I was going.
Is he there today?
Nah, he's I don't know. He claims he's practicing, but he's probably sitting around the guitar store.
Oh yeah.
But I think he's going to see Neil tonight, and he wanted to make sure to get there. You know, if we got caught in traffic, he would
All
miss
right.
it.
For the solo Neil thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if Bruce is listening, treble on a marshal is trouble. The mid-range button is for treble. Treble is for zero. I don't know. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
But anyway, so you got some action-packed noise for the bomb set.
In fact, I do.
What else is up for this evening? Do you know? Is there anything on deck? Boy, we tried to go to have a drink at Brownie's the other night.
Oh, and there was a band playing?
No, there wasn't even a band. It was like one of those acid house parties.
Oh, you know, I was in there at happy hour, and I was the look on Six's face when the guy was hanging pieces of toast from string off the ceiling.
It was unbelievable. You know, that
truly,
the goofball that owns the lousy studio on 10th Street that wears the ponytail on the top of his head in public?
I like Humphrey. But I don't
know. No, he's a nice guy, whatever. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, but anyway, there was like, we got to the door, you know, and there was a slideshow going and everything, and there were these two, like, really dumb college kids that were obviously had, like, some psychedelic power behind them trying to stop us from coming in.
Well, you know, the thing was they were all doing ecstasy, and evidently they sold, like, a lot of glasses of water and no booze.
That's ridiculous. That's a lot like having those...
Rock and roll sells beer.
Right.
We sell... The Hangover Hop, we sell beer. I mean, the disco music don't sell no beer.
Well, they, that Steve's girlfriend came to... She was going to let us in... But it was just for, you know, she told these guys that, you know, let us in, but it was like they were, because they were charging money at the door to come in to look at the toast hanging from the ceiling. $3 or something.
Yeah, the live music thing there can, you know, it's definitely hit or miss for me.
But they were going to let us in, but it was like, it was really too ugly a scene, you know?
It was
like...
The look on Six's face when they were hanging up pieces of toast on the ceiling was truly priceless.
I saw him too, and I bet he probably would have, you know, enjoyed a little bit of, you know, friendly companionship there, but, it was just too,
Well, the other night when we were in there, you know, and there was somebody reading from their diary or poetry, and no, we're the only people in the whole place drinking, and this girl comes up and says, "Can you please talk a little quieter?" It's like, we're the only ones buying beer in this joint. You know,
right,
poetry
I couldn't
people,
believe that. Can you keep it down?
I think we're...
No, I'm sorry. I have a little bit of hearing loss, so I talk loud.
Yeah.
Man. Poetry? I don't know about that place. Oh, you know, but the funny thing is, yesterday, when I went to the levee, they actually installed a stage.
Really?
A 4-inch-high stage.
Well.
So,
yeah,
but anyway, I'm just, you know, I'm not like, I'm just trying to keep you abreast of all the developments. You
Thank
know?
You, Roscoe, and all the parts. Well, but, right. You know, the Brownies was great for the Jays thing last week. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. And it'll be good again.
Yeah, we're going to Hangover Hop there in 2 weeks. That'll
when
be fun.
The 29th.
Yeah. You know what? If I don't talk to you, you just call the normal VOD number, and we're gonna dispatch you through the board here to there.
Great.
So just call your normal number. That's how we're gonna do it.
Terrific. You know, that should work. That's what I always figured that would work, but... Yeah, we'll do that because we'll all be down in Maryland, actually.
Special weapons and tactics expert Brian Redman assures me it will work.
Brian Redman. I gave his number to somebody as far as to do some digital editing, blah, blah, blah. So, well, anyway, so maybe we'll see you on the booze cruise. Are you guys going out to eat, or?
I don't know what I'm doing. Klein is sick, and everybody's out. I don't know what I'm... What are you doing for dinner? Should I call you?
Yeah, why don't you call?
All right, I'll be back like around 7.
Hey.
I'll give you a ring.
Till then, aloha to you.
Aloha,
and
Roscoe.
Family.
Aloha, Andy York.
Yo. I still wish we had the old hang 'em up sound.
And I wish we can drink beer in here. What can you do?
Well,
life just keeps getting worse.
Why don't you put on like a long song, go out and shoot a beer and, you know, have some hooch and the whole
thing. No, I got to give away tickets. I'm lucky I can even get a cigarette in.
What are you giving away tickets to?
We're going to give away tickets. What are you doing there, bro?
You're going to hang up on the poor guy.
What are you giving tickets
for? We got two tickets for Barrence Woodfield and the Savages, which is tomorrow night in Maxwell's.
So do they have that doctor working for
you? Brian, you can't pick up the phone when we're doing this.
It's still working.
I know, but your volume just dropped. I'll bring you up from here. And we got tickets for Wild Girl's thing. Wild Girl and Connie the Empress are doing a Come and Get Your Man rock and soul dance party in Maxwell's next Friday night.
Always nice to see that silver leather jacket.
Yes.
All right, well, till then, aloha.
Okay, Roscoe, aloha.